The final round is coming up, but first it's time for us to play another game with our special guest. Please welcome back Paula Cole. Yay! Paula, you told us that you're interested in bird calls. Is this true?
I do. I love to feed the birds and go out there and whistle at them. And my dad and I would hike a lot and listen to birds. Yeah.
Would you consider yourself a birder?
A little bit. A
little bit? Okay.
Yeah.
Minor birder?
Minor ornithologist.
Minor ornithologist. Do you do any bird calls?
Well, not very well. I mean, I could probably like... Do you know what that one is?
Good.
Morning dove.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is going on?
That was a very good impression. That was good. You had two hands involved. There was a cupping thing around your mouth.
Right.
You're like, not very good. Hang on. Perfect. So as our producer did some bird research, she noticed that many birds have been known by some very silly names. For example, in Old English, an owl was called a winkapus.
Wow.
Hard to believe they decided to change that. So much more descriptive. So in this game, you and Jonathan are on a team, and we're going to see if you can figure out some of these other strange avian names in a game we call Fun Old Birds. Which I believe is a all-female comedy show that I'll be doing next week. All right. Going back to the 16th century, what type of bird was called an arse foot?
Well, you're arse. You know.
You're arse, yeah.
Like in old Ireland, you know.
Yeah, you're arse. And obviously, most birds' feet are pretty close to their arses as it is. But I'm assuming this is a bird that has its feet particularly close to its arse.
Yes.
Right?
It waddles because it's so close
Some
to its
sort of
arse.
A waddling bird with arse foot closeness problems.
a penguin?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
An arse foot can actually refer to any water bird, but especially a duck, loon, or penguin. And it's exactly because the way the feet are positioned, very much under their butts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. In ancient Greece, what bird was called a sparrow camel?
Okay. Sparrow is a kind of bird.
Sure is.
So we know that much. Camel. So camels.
Oh, so maybe like a large bird that looked like a sparrow?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or there's a whole thing about they used to think that camels kept water in their humps.
Sure.
Are there any birds with humps? Probably not.
Think about what else you know about
like
camels.
An emu or a...
What else do I know about camels?
The water? Their hump?
They're mean. How about that? How about they're mean?
They're mean and they spit. Yeah. They have flat feet so they can walk in the sand.
Like Big Bird.
Like Big Bird. Is it Big Bird?
Mean Big Bird.
Is it a mean Big Bird?
You're right. In ancient Greece, the origin of Sesame Street...
Maybe it's a desert bird.
I think you were really good.
Ostrich?
Oh, ostrich. Yes,
yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yes. Well done.
Yes, Big Bird, and specifically because of their long necks and, you know, just as a sideline, I don't know if you've been around any ostriches.
Pretty mean.
I dated a guy who had an ostrich farm, and yeah, part of the reason we broke up. But ostriches are super mean. They look at you weird. They'll charge you.
I mean, same. I'm the same.
You're the same. Okay, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service publication, obsolete English names of birds and their modern equivalents, honker is an obsolete name for what bird?
There's the obvious answer, that there's a bird that honks.
Yeah, I would go with the most obvious.
A goose, right? Is it a goose?
Not only a goose, but the $1,000 jacket goose.
There's a bird called the $1,000 jacket goose?
Yes. Canadian goose. Yes, the Canada goose.
Oh, I see. Ha, ha, ha. That's a Canada joke. It's a Canada clothing joke.
Actually, it turns out it's an American joke that you guys buy them for that much money.
Ha, ha. It's $1,000 Canadian, though, so it's... it's actually not very much at all.
It's bird feet. It's bird feet. All right, this is your last clue. According to the book Knowledge for the People, published in the 1800s, what bird was known as the egg sucker?
Is there a bird?
Maybe like a big bill or big?
Some sort of pokey. He's obviously got some sort of pokey bill.
Poker.
Egg. Poker.
Oh, yeah, right.
But is it the poker bird?
The poker
no,
bird.
That's,
so
I'm
a
just
big...
What's like this?
A
pelican.
Pelican?
Is,
like
that?
Toucan Mighty Sam kind of what, thing?
Toucan. Yes,
it's
toucan is correct.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Because the author inaccurately reported that the toucan's main diet was the eggs of other birds. The egg
fake
sucker.
Fake news.
But that's fake news.
Sucker.
Yes, we all know it. A toucan's diet really consists of fruit, bugs, and breakfast cereal. All right. Paula and Jonathan, you both did great. What a good team. Paula's latest album is called Revolution and is available now. Paula Cole, everybody.